I have two words that I want you to think about this morning. Those words are expectation and reality. Often there are great differences between those two. One example you could point to would be in the area of sports. If you're a fan like me of March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament, which finished up a few weeks ago, you know that this is often the case, the difference between expectation and reality. One team may have expectations of an easy victory based on their perceived superiority over the other team, whether it be a better record, greater amount of talent, more experience, but when the actual game is played, they find out that the opponent is much tougher than they originally perceived. The expectation was easy victory, but the reality was much different. Another example you could point to would be in school. You thought you knew the material well for the upcoming test. You were very confident and expected the test to be a cakewalk. So you didn't put in much time studying, but when test time actually came, the reality sets in. You weren't prepared at all. The expectation was an easy test. The reality was very different. Although we celebrated Easter a little over 2 weeks ago, we continue to bask in the afterglow of the celebration of our Lord's resurrection. As we do so, listen for another difference of expectation and reality. As we consider the Word of God from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. Was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." That first Easter morning, those women had a task they wished to complete. They had to finish preparing Jesus' body for burial. Less than 48 hours earlier, they were there as Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, two men, two followers of Christ, who were also members of the Jewish Sanhedrin, took the body of Jesus off the cross and hurriedly prepared it for a proper Jewish burial. According to John 19, they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Due to the fact that the Sabbath was about to begin, they didn't have time to carry everything out according to Jewish burial practice. This included washing and anointing Jesus' body. Consequently, the body needed to be removed from the cross and placed in the tomb before 6 p.m. that Good Friday evening. The women then decided to come back after the Sabbath day, early Sunday morning, and finish the proper burial preparation. So that Easter morning, as we heard in our text, the women were heading to the tomb with spices to complete the burial preparations. No doubt, as they were walking to the tomb that morning, they were filled with a variety of emotions: fear, sadness, maybe some doubt, no doubt questions. And they most definitely had expectations of what they would find there. They expected to find Jesus' body there, wrapped as it was that Friday evening, and they expected to finish his burial preparations. Although they were determined to finish this difficult job out of love, occupying their minds as they walked that morning was most likely the continued feeling of sadness and lingering questions. What had just happened? Why had their Lord and Savior seemingly been defeated? In our text, we also hear of one other expectation of the women. They realized that they would not be able to enter the tomb unless the large stone, which had been placed in front of the doorway of the tomb was rolled away. They expected to find the tomb closed just as it had been when they had left it, as is evident by their question, "Who will roll the stone away for us from the entrance to the tomb?" However, the reality of what they found at the tomb that morning was far different than their expectations. Rather than a closed tomb with a large stone that had to be moved, they found the stone already rolled away. As they entered the tomb, rather than finding the body of Jesus wrapped as they expected, they found no body, but instead saw angels. The words of one of the angels made clear to them that what they had expected to see was far different from the reality that was before them. "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." The angel told them that what they were expecting to find, the body of Jesus of Nazareth, was no longer there, but instead he had risen. And the meaning of that reality could not have been more profound for the women and for us today. Because of sin, all humans, the women at the tomb and we today, had the expectation, indeed the certainty, of eternal death. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, "For as in Adam, all die." We had no hope of salvation, no reason to expect anything other than eternal death and condemnation in hell. However, the reality for us is much different. Because of the suffering and sacrificial death of Christ and his glorious resurrection, instead of death, we have eternal life. Instead of the door of heaven being closed to us, we find that it's flung wide open. Instead of our bodies lying cold in the ground and being destroyed by the fire of judgment day, they will rise and live glorious with the Lord forever. As Romans 6:23 goes on to say, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ." As 1 Corinthians 15:22 goes on to say, "So also in Christ shall all be made alive." Expectation due to sin, death, hell, condemnation. Reality in Christ, life, heaven, justification. Those women found that the task they expected to complete was now replaced by a new one, to bring the message of the resurrected Lord to his disciples. May we rest assured in the reality of the resurrection. And just as the women did that first Easter, we now have the privilege of proclaiming that reality which shatters the sin and death expectations of the law. With that knowledge, we can live each day with a wonderful reminder of the reality that we are redeemed, restored, and one day will live again with him forever. We'll close this morning by singing hymn 207, verses 1, 2, and 4. Hymn 207, 1, 2, and 4.